We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Stacey on the Right joining us this morning, StaceyOnTheRight.com, and one more bites the dust. Stacey, what do you think?
I just said earlier this week that she was only holding on this long just because the opportunity for her to be the vice presidential pick, you know, you have to stay in as long as you possibly can and have some momentum. But between Tulsi Gabbard and that staffer sending that scathing letter out,
right. It's
just, she was doomed. My favorite meme online is the one where Tulsi Gabbard's on one side and Kamala Harris is on the other side, and she's turning into dust like on one of the Avengers movies, it's the Endgame. And it's like people are so glad to see her go. I've never seen so much whooping and hollering. And I had to post that I've been marked safe from the Kamala Harris presidency. That was yesterday.
I love it. But, you know, of course, immediately Cory Booker and a couple other folks came out and they claimed that, you know what? She failed because she's a woman and she's an African-American woman, which she claims that status. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but here's what
she's
Amy...
She's not black like me. Wait a minute.
here's Amy Allison, founder of President of She the People.
It's a sad state of affairs to have six white candidates on stage, many of whom don't necessarily speak with black women who are the powerhouse voters. And we're at this moment where we went from the most diverse set of candidates in the history, certainly in my lifetime, to an all-white state.
Yeah. What's your reaction to that?
Okay, so first of all, who does she get to blame for this? Because every time I check, Mark, it's you and me are who are the racists. You're not permanently tan. Me, I am permanently tan, but we're equally racist because we're on the right. So is she saying that all of the Democrats are racist because they haven't been sending money to the Harris campaign or supporting with online donations or creating momentum? Who gets to be racist this time? That's my first question. The second question is, in what universe does she dwell in where people would say, you know, I don't like this woman's policies. I don't like her laugh. I don't like the way she talks. I don't like the things that she wants to do for America. But I have to vote for her because she calls herself a black woman. That's not how this thing works.
Well, she also thinks that all of her fellow Democrats who didn't send her any money are also misogynists.
And that's pretty sad commentary on feminism.
Yeah.
Because, come on, Mark, you know that women all over the country just totally are out there kicking butt every day. Some do it in the home. Some do it in the educational arena. Some are at NASA. I mean, we have women in the military. We have them in combat roles. Everywhere you look, women are excelling and doing things to the best of their ability. And when I know for myself, when I fail at something, it's not because someone's a misogynist or because they're racist. I have to examine the reason why I didn't get the results I wanted.
And right.
That's the way most successful women approach anything that they're doing. And it's such a huge long shot to run for the presidency and win. How many people have done that so far out of a country of 320 million that we have now, just the current people here? We've only had 45 people do it. So for her not to win is in a primary, no less, with like 100,000 other people on the Democrat side, it's not actually a total failure on her part, but it's the way she looks at it. And I have to say, in my opinion, she's taking up the mantle of Hillary Clinton. Hillary, who was supposed to be the woman who was born to be the first woman president, whined and complained so much that now no one can stand to see her or hear her anywhere near them on the D side. We've always had a problem with her. And so that's where Kamala Harris wants to go. She wants to be the Stacey Abrams of the Democratic primary, sore loser, someone who blames everyone but herself. I think it's pretty sad.
I said it reminded me very much of this because, of course, Kamala Harris doesn't have the Russians to blame. So she had to come up with some reason she failed, just like Hillary. Hold on here. I just wanted to play this just so people remind who she blamed. Women who listen to their husbands on who to vote for.
An identification with the Republican Party, and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should. And
Yeah, I know that's how those things go in my house. I don't know what happens in the Washington household.
Well, I've met your wife before. I'm pretty sure you're not telling her on polling day who to go vote for. I think one of the things that she also underestimates is people's ability to just listen to her. And every time I hear that clip, Mark, it's perfect to play right now, because that is basically everyone who just listened to the listening audience. Hey, you know, 97.1 Nation, you just heard that portends what you'll be hearing from Kamala Harris for the next 6 months. What you just heard there, you're going to look at the numbers. They're going to say, well, if only this many more suburban women had donated, if only this many more, you know, Black women had done X, Y, Z. What I think she should be looking at is, where is the country going? Where does our economy, what direction is it going in? What are Americans most concerned with? When you look at the polls that Gallup does, I think they do it a couple times a year, where they say, what is the most important issue to you, American voter? And there's this top 10. And it really doesn't change a lot unless there's a huge story that basically is international. And then the numbers will switch up a little bit. Americans are not concerned with getting onto single-payer health care or Medicare for all. We don't care anything about global warming. And I don't mean that we don't care about the climate or that we don't recycle or that anything like that. I mean, we're not concerned with redistributing our wealth to other developing nations under the guise of climate change,
right,
under the Paris Accord. There's a ton of different things that Americans are concerned with, like the opioid epidemic. Yes, we're doing well there, but how can we do even better? Jobs, student loan debt, not how can everybody have theirs forgiven, but how can we teach kids going to college how to get there and get finished in 4 years without $80,000 in debt.
It's free. It's
on and on.
Vote for me and it's for free. Yeah, that seems
exactly
to be. Yeah. I'm sorry we run out of time, because I'd love to talk to you about Andrew Yang today, but that video speaks for itself. Stacey, I got to run. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.